Good morning. It's AM Tampa Bay on a, let's see, a Cinco de Cuatro, and may the 4th be with you. We get it all right?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, of course. And we are engaging our quasi-journalistic afflatus here this morning. Jack, Aaron, Natalie, and Katie, and Jay Ratliff on board, our day trading expert. And a couple of things. First of all, the markets have seen some pretty strong growth, but I see you've got a thing in quotes here, sell in May and go away. What does that mean?
Well, Ian, since about 1950, Jack, the time period of May 1st through October has averaged a mere 1.5%. And that is over the years typically called a lot of people to sell their positions in May, wait till October, and buy again. Now, the year since Trump was elected, that's not happened. We've seen May through, you know, the 1st of October continue to climb. But this year, more people are considering it, especially given the uncertainty associated with the coronavirus. And, you know, when you hear that Warren Buffett still has, what, $137 billion on the sidelines and is yet to buy anything yet, is really adding some concern for those who think a second market sell-off is looming soon. So, but yeah, sell in May and go away has been a popular saying over the years, and for good reason when you look at the historical averages of the markets through the summer.
Jay, you're our aviation expert as well. A couple questions here. When people do start flying again regularly, do you think that to compensate for the loss, the losses from a lot of these airlines, do you think the ticket prices are going to skyrocket? Also, are we going to be forced on any of these airlines to wear masks?
First question, yes. I do think we're going to see a considerable increase in airfare. Airlines, of course, are going to allow the market to dictate just how much they can get away in charging us. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on. It's also one of the reasons that if you know you're going to be flying later this year, early part of next year, go ahead and start shopping now. If you find a really good deal, lock it in, grab the trip cancellation insurance, and you'll be ahead of the curve in the event that there is any sort of a fare increase. And look for the fees to be increased as well and airlines to be less forgiving on some things that they used to kind of give us a break on. As far as the mask, yeah, JetBlue last week indicated if you're going to be flying their airline, you will need, as a passenger, a mask that covers your nose and your mouth. You'll have to wear it at the ticket counter. You'll have to wear it in the gate area, any of the executive lounges, and during the entire duration of the flight. Now, they said that you can kind of make your own mask, which means as long as your nose and mouth is covered, which I don't know if that means a scarf or what have you, but, you know, when I see the World Health Organization, April 8th, issue an extensive report that basically says masks, even medical masks, really don't show, they really don't prevent anybody that's healthy from getting the coronavirus. I'm thinking, wait a minute, if we're being told masks aren't really that effective, why are airlines requiring it? Because now Delta, American, Frontier, United, they've all joined JetBlue saying basically the same thing. You're going to have to wear a mask. And the idea is they're trying to get passengers, this is my opinion, feeling more comfortable about flying. We've seen a couple of social media stories the last couple of weeks, people getting on a full flight, taking pictures because people weren't wearing masks, and it went viral. So the thought is if you get on an airplane, you see a lot of people wearing masks, you're going to be a lot more comfortable to fly. Those masks may not be effective at all, but it's all about perception and trying to ease people's fears because airlines recognize, look, we're losing $50 to $100 million a day. We have to do anything we can to try to make people feel more comfortable about flying to get them back sooner than later. So we'll implement this mask policy and see if it'll work.
Well,
it's all about perception, which unfortunately many times in the airline industry, that's what the whole game's about.
Yep, going to be tough to drink a beer through that thing, but we'll have to wait.
You're allowed to drop it, Jack, and take a sip or eat, but you have to put it back up. But, you know, if somebody gets tired of wearing it and they take it off, you know some lady sitting over in another passenger is going to hit the old flight attendant call button and say, hey, look, this person's
got the mask off.
And you're going to have a fight over something that's really not protecting people from the coronavirus.
How true. Anyway, Jay Ratliff, our day trading expert and expert on aviation, we'll see you later.
Thank you, Jack.
And it's 6:47 on 8.